The Effects of West Nile on Horses, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. While talking with Dr. Kevin Hankins, Senior Veterinarian of Equine Technical Services with Zoetis, I asked him what symptoms occurred when horses are bitten by mosquitoes infected with the West Nile virus.
In about 100% of the horses, they will become somewhat weak. They'll develop some type of muscle weakness. Now, that can range from maybe they just don't walk quite right or they have some difficulty getting up, all the way to where they're recumbent and can't stand up at all. So that's one of the things that can happen. They can also get muscle fasciculations. And these can happen up around their head, up around their neck, overall on their body. They can also become hypersensitive to touch or to sound. So I've got some videos of horses where you just clap your hands and they overstartle. All you have to do is just touch them and they have a pretty good reaction to it. It's highly variable, but the one thing for sure is they all develop some type of muscle weakness, whether it's centralized or generalized. Now the recumbency, that's the bad thing. If they're down and can't get up, almost 80% of those horses are probably going to die. Overall, it's about a 37% death rate for horses that contract West Nile. But if they're down and can't get up, it runs up to about 80% of those horses are going to die.
There is a vaccine against West Nile virus. David Sparks.